Are you looking to start a business? From side hustles to major business opportunity? Franchise 123 connects franchise buyers with sellers. And we have over 4,000 franchises for you to choose from. In one simple 30-second call, our live agents will sign you up to the platform. This is not a hard sales call either. We give you free access to our database. Yes, free access. No cost. We are the largest online franchise database in the world. You can find 95% of all businesses. Buying a franchise doesn't have to be complicated. We make it easy. And right now, some have no startup fees. You can turn your special skill into a franchise business or go full scale with all the top franchise businesses in the world. Sign up with Franchise 123 now and get your free guide to franchise success now. Call 800-433-0539, 800-433-0539, or text Franchise 123 to 63566. Text Franchise 123 to 63566.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What what what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle, your humble host, on the mic for the next hour, talking video games, all video games, even though we are on these sports talk networks. It's not just sports talk. It's not just sports video games. It's all video games, and I'm a gamer like you. I don't know how to make them, but I judge games on one criterion, and that is it fun? If it's fun, we'll play it. Sometimes they get overhyped because of all the money, or they get a Super Bowl commercial. I remember Halo 2. I was like, oh my gosh, they have a commercial in the Super Bowl, and I didn't like it. I'll play a game if it's fun. I don't care about the pixelation or frames per second. By the way, FPS is a little thing we do twice in video games. It's frames per second and first-person shooter. But we're here for you. Let's talk about it. My unpaid correspondence. What's good? What's bad? What's worth your money? What stinks? We're in the golden age of video games. They've never been better, obviously, but that doesn't mean there's still not a lot of garbage out there trying to get your hard-earned cash, right? 1-800-878-PLAY is the number to call. 1-800-878-7529. Questions, comments, or concerns in the video game world, I'm here for you. Neophyte gamers to hardcore gamers and everybody in between. We are on the TuneIn app, the iHeartRadio app, the Stitcher app. We are proud and privileged of being around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. 500 outlets, 177 countries, ships at sea, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, National Guard, Space Force, Delta Force, whichever force you're with. Thank you for keeping us and our allies safe. You stay safe. Hope to see you home very, very soon. I come from a military family, but even if you don't, we appreciate what you do. So keep up the good work. We stream through our website, sportsbyline.com. Go there, click listen live. Any emails, rick@sportsbyline.com. Also for the cheat code, send it to rick@sportsbyline.com. I give it away at the end of the show. Also use that email to win the video game that I will give away at 40 after, just over a half hour from now. We're also on sbnationlive.com as we go through that fine network, and on SiriusXM 211 in progress, the Dan Patrick channel. We are there as well. Let you know the new releases this week and, well, all that good stuff under one roof. The Video Game Review. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back.
Do you love driving, but you don't love your car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. It's easy to refinance your car payment. Just call today to get your no-obligation quote and find out how much you can save. To qualify for a lower car payment, your car should be less than 10 years old, have less than 125,000 miles, and you've made at least 6 on-time payments. Call Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your rate and your payment by refinancing. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. Call today and see how much you can save. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. That's 800-871-9417. Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details. Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that. Welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you. I have no guest today, so the lines are open throughout the show. 1-800-878-PLAY. You ain't got no alibi. You ugly, girl. You ugly. 1-800-878-PLAY. Coming up in the next segment, your calls and talk. And then at 40 after, I'll tell you what's new, and I'll give away the brand new game. And at the end of the show, the cheat code. Send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com. So have you been playing the Modern Warfare 2 beta at all? The thing I like about this is that Infinity Ward is on board. Once Activision took Infinity Ward under its wings and then also Treyarch, they basically started saying, okay, make a game every 2 years, and then they would stagger them. You do the odd years, you do the even years. And Infinity Ward got the even years. And so here's 2022 coming up in next month. We will have Modern Warfare 2 after Vanguard took us back to World War II. But Infinity Ward is the developer, which is a Bay Area developer as well. They are the reason that I bought an Xbox 360. When I saw Call of Duty 2, it was the greatest first-person shooter that I had ever seen. It was just absolutely amazing. I'm like, all right, I'm forking out. I'm paying. Halo didn't hook me, but that did. But I bring it up because today it was announced that Infinity Ward was going to be taking action against cheaters or hackers in this beta. And honestly, I don't ever remember a beta being so hacked that the developer was taking action against it. Usually that's months and months into the real release, and MW2 is not out yet. And so they said, Yesterday, tomorrow, we will be taking live action against any players caught cheating in the beta test running on our PC, Xbox, and PlayStation consoles. Aha. And the tweet said from Infinity Ward, quote, "We've heard a lot of you on disbanding lobbies. We're working on a few tweaks to increase the chance of lobbies staying together and improving the UI when it happens," end quote. That's user's interface. But it's amazing to me that people want to hack and win in the beta. I always felt like once a game is played out, in other words, 3-4 years in minimum, go ahead and hack it, you know, but just make sure that you just tell people this lobby is hacked and this lobby is here if you don't want to do it. Right. You could just do it like that. I mean, we all remember Gary's mod, which was absolutely hilarious. But the fact of the matter is that you don't want to be hacking the beta because they're trying to figure out just what's going on in the game. They have to figure out literally a rock and a hard place. I remember with Skyrim, I was coming down one of the mountains and I got stuck between a tree and a mountain and I had to kill myself, so to speak, to start the game over. And it's just, and I wasn't mad because there are plenty of places where you just don't have a chance to test absolutely everything. So I'm trying to test this stuff. But as is usually the case, Infinity Ward didn't elaborate on how it was going to take action on cheaters. And so it kind of gave cheaters a heads up to stop. But some reports suggested wall cams and aim bots are already available. And so one player in the subreddit said, quote, "How are there already guys with walls and aim bot in the beta? I had a dude just straight up admit to me and my team that he was trying out his walls. It was pretty obvious throughout the match, but I mean, come on. How does anyone think it's fun to cheat? Doesn't it get old at some point?" No. And you know why? Because these people are deranged. Not all of them, obviously. But some of them, I'll never forget one of the most frustrating things I ever saw when I was playing Battlefield 1943. And that was, you had three islands. You had Guadalcanal, Wake, and Iwo. And you would race to get to the airfield. And there was this one guy, I remember you would just switch off being the Marines or the Japanese Imperial Forces, Marines. And every time anyone was trying to take off from the little airfield, a guy, now there wasn't friendly fire, but a guy in a Jeep would drive right in front of the airplane and make it crash. And so even though they didn't have friendly fire, you could still kill a guy on your own team like that. And it didn't matter what anybody could do because he would not let anyone from my team, our team, I'm not playing with people. I mean, I'm playing with people, I'm not talking to them. And he just thought that was I'm sure he was, and maybe a whole bunch of people, they were laughing their behinds off at just seeing how frustrated the other 15 guys in the lobby were just hating on this dude. So why did he do it? Because he's deranged. Modern Warfare 2, as I mentioned, isn't even out, but the beta test has clocked up over 150,000 players on the debut on Steam. And that peak is higher than the all-time records for FIFA 22, Rocket League, Dark Souls 3, Borderlands 2, Battlefield 2042, and it's still in beta. Now, that's only a fraction of the player base, and the beta was live for a couple days on PS4, then PS5, Xbox One, Xbox Series S2. But it's a good indication of when it comes out. And the formal release date is October 28th. Now, if you missed the first beta test and wondering if the hype is real, that's okay, because the next countdown for the beta, the Modern Warfare 2 beta is over, but there's supposed to be another one coming out soon. And there were some beta crashes. There were some error codes, as you're gonna, as you would think. And for me, when I went on, it said the last day for you is today. And I thought, bah. So I'll wait on it. I do remember, though, Battlefield 1 was invite only, and I got invited. And it's just like, you know, picking names out of a hat. It's not like, oh, the guy with the show. No, I didn't just pick names out of a hat. But I remember I played that, and I thought, this is one of the greatest games I've ever played. And it still is, Battlefield 1, which I absolutely love. But maybe if you're one of the people who was hacking and you've been punished, I just wonder, I mean, like, if you get a lifetime ban, what's to stop you from just getting a new identity and playing as that guy? And I would probably think, not much. It's like my stats. Now, the only thing you say, like, well, you can get trophies, but I've never cared about a PlayStation trophy. I mean, it looks kind of fun for a second, and you know what I do? I completely forget about it. But some people, that is their raison d'etre. Like, that's what they really want. So, Infinity Ward, they did the big crackdown today. I guess tomorrow we'll be able to find out what that means. But today was Crackdown 2022. All right, I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break, and we will come on back on the Video Game Review.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery in confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
The Video Game Review.
That and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you. That would be me, and you're you. coming up in the next segment, I'll give away the brand new game, but lines are available if you'd like to chime in. Robert standing by the phone like a jungle cat to put you on the air at 1-800-878-PLAY. Looking around at some interesting stories from the video game world. When you know you're pretty violent when you get banned for being too violent by the, wait for it, the Taliban. Yeah. And apparently there was a story that the Taliban is banning the video game PUBG, Player Unknown Battlegrounds. If anybody wants to you to describe the definition of irony, this might be able to do it in story form. But they have deemed it too violent for children under their rule. And we know PUBG is arguably the battle royale that juggernauts like Fortnite and Apex Legends and COD and a lot of other ones, when they get into their battle royales, it's born out of it. But and by the way, the Taliban has also banned TikTok. That comes from a report from the Kahama Press. And it says, quote, TikTok must be banned within a month. From now, and PUBG should be banned within the next 90 days. All right. And those of you listening in Afghanistan, I'm sorry to break that news to you. But another piece of video game news, which I think is interesting. In the NBA or the UTL, the Ugly Tattoo League, I kid. But can a video game depict an athlete's tattoos without permission from the artist who inked the design? You would think that would be something that they would like, but any chance to litigate, people will jump on. An Ohio federal judge has just ruled 5 minutes ago, recently, that the tattoos in question are in fact copyrighted, but it'll be put to a jury to decide to see if it was fair to include them in NBA 2K. The case revolves around six tattoos that James Harden, owner of Cleveland's Focused Tattoos, created for NBA players Danny Green, LeBron James, and Tristan Thompson. The tattoo artist registered the designs with the U.S. Copyright Office. In 2017, Harden filed a lawsuit against 2K for what he contended was unauthorized use of his work in NBA 2K16, 2K17, 2K18, 2K19, stay with me, 2K20, and NBA 2K Mobile. And the games include realistic playable avatars, of course, of more than 400 players, including those three guys, LeBron, Thompson, and Green. So 2K argued that Harden's designs, which include stars and a lion based on the Luxor in Vegas, that they're not original enough to even warrant his own copyright. And that even if they were, their reproduction in the game meets condition of fair use because the company doesn't sell tattoos. So their depiction of Hayden's design did not compete with his business. Well, it's usually if you're getting revenue from it. And that is there one person out there who is buying the game because of Tristan Thompson's tats? But also the defense maintained in court that the tattoos were such an insignificant part of the game that they could be considered, Latin here, de minimis. Because there are 400 players in the game and their tattoos as seen on screen are very, very small and difficult to discern during fast-moving gameplay. Then 2K also contended, because NBA players also paid Hayden for their tattoos, they had an implied permission to display them in photographs, television appearances, and yes, video games. Which they have a point, because can't this guy then sue TNT and ESPN and NBC, whatever the game is on, saying, hey, that's my design and it's on TV. So in this ruling, Christopher A. Boyko, he's the judge, determined that Hayden's tattoo designs each have a valid copyright, but now they're going to have a trial that will be held to resolve the question of fair use, de minimis use, and whether or not Hayden intended to authorize the players to allow third-party use of his registered designs. Boyko wrote, these are questions of fact for the jury, unquote. Well, this is not the first time that athletes' body art and video games has come before the U.S. court system, because 2 years ago, during the pandemic, a Manhattan federal judge ruled that tattooists necessarily granted the players non-exclusive licenses to use the tattoos as part of their likeness in NBA 2K. And that was a tattoo company called Solid Oak Sketches that had sued over designs that it created also for LeBron James. And the tattoos were both found to be de minimis. In other words, minimum doesn't matter. Another case is about to go to, this is so fun talking about lawyers. I'll move on in a second. Another case is set to go to trial in Illinois federal court where Catherine Alexander, a tattooist who inked wrestler Randy Orton, is suing over the depiction of the same tat in WWE 2K, which is made by 2K, like the other game. And so 2 years ago, the judge in that dispute also found that Alexander did own the copyright to the tattoo and also rejected the de minimis defense and put that in front of the jury. But the fact that one judge rejected a tattoo artist case surrounding video game athletes out of hand while two others are progressing to trial is very surprising. And as we know, I think, from copyright cases, different judges can view similar cases in different ways. The rulings denying summary judgment do not necessarily mean that the tattoo artist will ultimately win, just that they will get their day in court based on their presentation of evidence and legal arguments. So, what it is, just to wrap it up, the court has effectively ruled that anyone with a tattoo is not in control of the uses to which his or her likeness is put. Can you imagine that? If you got a tattoo and it's on your body, you paid for it, but it's not yours. Oh, you can walk around with it, take a shower, sleep with it, eat breakfast with it. But if anybody's taking your picture, you might have to fork out. So if the court's ruling were to stand, it would effectively prevent anyone with a tattoo from appearing on film or even a picture posted on social media without a jury weighing in on fair use. Interesting. But people try to do that all the time. And then there's a whole appropriation thing, which is getting out of hand. You know, it's like, don't steal surfing. We invented it. And then someone wears a dress from some ethnicity and it's like, that's our ethnic dress. You're not allowed to wear it. And it's like, that's my culture. Everybody is, you know, that's just tribalism is so huge now. And then the copyrights are so huge that, and by the way, these tats, some of them are just absolute, and I'll say it on the air, and to each his own aesthetics, but some of them are just not just ridiculous, but you can't see the forest for the trees. It's like if there was one tat, maybe you could appreciate the artistry of it. But like I was saying before, and like 2K was saying, it's going so fast, how can you even see what it is? You have to sort of wait till the guy's on the free throw line and you go, what is that now? Oh, it's a jaguar head. I thought it was a skull or something. But it's like potato chips. You can't have just one, and then you can't see the forest for the trees. And then it's, you have so many tats, it just says continued on next body. But yeah, it'd be interesting too to see. And it's, I do think it's pretty weird that the judge said, yes, that's your copyright. I think anything you put on somebody's body at that point, I mean, don't you let it go? Doesn't it become them? I don't know. This isn't really video game talk, but it could affect it. Would you watch an NBA or would you play 2K if no one had tats? The answer is yes. No one out there cares about the tats. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break. We'll give away a game. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
Hey, Pack Rat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross-country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood. But did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your furniture and the other possessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a pack rat. Join the pack rat family. Call Pack Rat right now for your free quote. See y'all later, pack rats.
Call 800-569-7208. 800-569-7208. 800-569-7208. That's 800-569-7208.
If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-725-1651. 800-725-1651. That's 800-725-1651. Paid for by Legal Alert Line. How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-514-0521. 800-514-0521. That's 800-514-0521.
The Video Game
Review. All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the show, the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast. We'll get you back to the sports talk here less than 20 minutes on said network, Sports Byline, USA, SB Nation, and Sirius 211 Dan Patrick channel. First time I met Dan, actually the only time I met Dan Patrick was at NAB, which was in San Francisco. NASA Association of Broadcasters, and it was when Barry Bonds was, he tied or broke a record that night. I forgot. Anyway, it was a while ago. Tall drink of water.
Who, Barry Bonds?
No, Patrick. Okay. The game I'm giving away is called Family Man, and this is developed by Broken Bear Games, published by No More Robots. Excuse me. It is available for the Xbox One, Xbox X, and Series S, the personal computer, and the Nintendo Switch. I have it here for the Xbox X. Here's the summary. Family Man is a first-person story-led RPG that asks the question, when pushed to the limits of your own mortality, how far would you go for the sake of your family? Rated M for mature use of alcohol, intense violence, and blood. My question is, is this game Family Man? Is it rated E for everyone or M? That's my question.
Well, didn't you just, yes.
Yeah. But, yeah.
But you just,
I know. Just send me the answer, rick@sportsbyline.com. Second correct answer wins it for the Xbox X. Family Man. It looks exactly like Roblox. Yes. Not going to lie, that's what it looks like. But it also looks pretty interesting, too, because there's one scene where the guy is holding an automatic with a silencer on it, pointing it at a farmer. And then there's another scene. I don't know anything about this game, but I'm giving it away. There's one scene where the HUD says, day two, Monday, 10:55 a.m., bedtime in 8 hours and 5 minutes. Wow, you got to go to bed at 7. Then on the left, it says $0, today's bills paid. Then a check, deal with rabbits, 0 of 3 small rabbits killed. And then you're holding a baseball bat, and in front of you is a bear, and there's a life meter, and the bear, it says, quote, reasonable bear. There's another scene where you're in a cubicle and you have a box that says fired and you're making fists. There's another scene where it looks like you're dealing with a coworker or a boss and you have fists. There's another guy who is, it says vote Jackson, and he is campaigning and he says stop selling off our land, and you're walking in with fists. The key word here is fists. Then it shows you working in a burger place holding a spatula, and a guy says, must be tough working in a place like this. And all these scenes make me want to buy it. It literally does. It looks very interesting. and very cool. So once again, Family Man from Broken Bear Games and No More Robots, is this rated E for Everyone, or is it rated M for Mature? Just let me know, and it'll be on its way to you for the Xbox X. Speaking of hot video games, you know, every once in a while you get these quirky video games like Goat Simulator, which is funny. But there's a new rhythm game, kind of like Guitar Hero, called Trombone Champ, and I'm not kidding. Not kidding whatsoever. It has really struck a chord, double entendre intended, with a lot of online users. And it's bringing a lot of levity that only a trombone can, right? There are a lot of videos that have been shared recently in social media of avatars blasting away their trombones. But Trombone Champ is developed by Holy Wow Studios, and it says it lets its players, quote, honk, blow, and toot their virtual trombones to more than 20 songs. Like what? Beethoven's Fifth, fum, 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 and the United States National Anthem. Whoa, say, you know. And so Dan Vaquito, game design, sounds like a new snack from Nabisco. Get a box of Vaquitos. They're pretty good. I got some cheese Vaquitos and some pizza Vaquitos. Dan Vaquito is the game designer and developer behind Holy Wow. He told CNN, I made a quick prototype, which people online thought was funny, and thus began work on a full game. I thought it would take around 6 months, but the entire start to finish process took 4 years. Well, the game itself is pretty straightforward. You slide the mouse up and down to, adjust the pitch, hold down a button for the right length of time to play for the music. And this is accompanied by a lot of cartoonish, memeable characters with trombones and a lot of jokes about the word toot and facts about the trombones throughout history. Like, one of them said that trombones from the Renaissance, and yes, I guess they've been around that long, were called sack butts. I know I've known a few sack butts. It's called sack butts. So it just came out this week on Steam for $14.99, and there's a Mac version coming very soon, as they've said. The comedic appeal has already made it a viral success. PC Gamer described it as instantly a contender for game of the year. Wow. And of course, don't let anybody tell you you can't toot. All right. But before the game was launched, Vaquito said, quote, I wasn't sure how people would react to the game since it's nearly impossible to make the trombone sound good. I was also concerned that real trombonists would complain about how unrealistic the trombone controls are. It plays more like a slide whistle than a trombone, unquote. Well, now Holy Wow is dealing with a different issue, and that's strong demand, because Holy Wow is a one-person operation, and it's not even the primary gig, as he works a full-time job. Maybe he won't have to work a full-time job after this. But he said it's going to take us a few weeks to get our lives in order and deal with the huge demand this game has generated. So please be patient. All right. We will be patient. Also hearing that U.S. Homeland Security is spending $700,000 to investigate radicalization through video games. And it will lean towards white nationalism and white supremacy. Not promoting, obviously. Remember, we have seen games in the past, like Call of Duty, try to recruit for our armed services. So you can inculcate people and use them as advertising. But as reported by Vice, the funds are headed to Middlebury Institute Center on Terrorism, Extremism, and Counterterrorism, CTEC. And the nonprofit organization Take This, and a company looking to curb toxic online behavior called Logically. And that website says, quote, over the past decade, video games have increasingly become focal points of social activity and identity creation for adolescents and young adults. Relationships made and fostered within game ecosystems routinely cross into the real world and are impactful parts of local communities. Correspondingly, extremists have used video games and targeted video game communities for activities ranging from propaganda creation to terrorist mobilization and training. So, this announcement notes that video game studios of all sizes, in many cases, are not fully educated on how these extremists are exploiting their games to radicalize players. And white nationalists have unfortunately found a footing in the space, and there have been groups on Steam that were openly espousing neo-Nazi beliefs and worshiping school shooters. Yeah. You know, as Jello Biafra said, in the real fourth Reich, you'd be the first to go, which is so true. But, yeah, this is, I'm here to just report, but yeah, that ain't good. At all. 1-800-878-PLAY. Let's get to the new releases. Let's talk about something good. Tuesday releases, unless otherwise noted. Turbo Kid. It's an action Metroidvania on the PC. Looks kind of like a Stranger Things type of game. Terra, I'm judging by the cover. Terra Invicta, a PC strategy game. Looks cool. The Spirit and the Mouse, action adventure game. Wii and PC. World of Outlaws, dirt racing. And yes, that's what it is on the big boy systems except the Switch. Black Witchcraft with a raven on it. Action RPG for the PC. Casual Challenge Players Club. Very anime-ish. This is a pool game for the PS5. Dome Keeper. Action roguelike PC and Mac. Hoko Life, H-O-K-O, a sim, PS4, Xbox One, and Switch. Life in Willowdale, Farm Adventures, a simulation game, very cartoony and cute. This is for the Switch. Life is Strange makes its way to the Switch, an adventure game. And Life is Strange Before the Storm is there as well. And Life is Strange Remastered Collection, it's all there. Moon Scars. This one looks creepy. An action game on all the systems. When I say all the systems, I mean these six. Switch, PS4, PS5, Xbox X, Series X and S, Xbox One, and personal computer. Technically, seven. Penco Park, an adventure game on the Switch. The Fridge is Red, an action adventure game on the PC. Legend of Heroes Trails from Zero, an RPG on the PC, PS5, and Switch. Tip Top, Don't Fall, a family simulation sports game, Xbox One, X, and S. Tunic, cartoony adventure game, 4 and 5, and Switch. Ancient Aliens, The Game, and yeah, homeboy with the hair, he's there. You know he is, of course, PC. Death Verse, Let It Die, action game on the 4 and 5. Destroyer, the U-Boat Hunter. This looks really cool on the PC. Depth Charges. Never Awake, a shooter twin stick on the PC. Also, Bone Lab, an action adventure game on the PC. Carl, that's C-A-R-L, all individual letters, action adventure platformer on all the systems. Crossroads Inn, a simulation strategy game. Dorf Romantic puzzle strategy game on the Switch. From Space, it's a PC shooter. Let's Build a Zoo, a sim on all the systems. Martian Panic is a shooter. Pathfinder, Wrath of the Righteous on all the systems. Picross S8, a nonogram puzzle game. Then Railgrade, Salmon Max, Save the World Remastered, and Undungeon as well. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back. I've got a cheat code.
Do you want
Want to know the secret to putting extra money back in your pocket? Then switch your car insurance. And now you can make one phone call and shop dozens of insurance companies. Just like buying airline tickets, where it's easy to make one call that has all the best deals. We have great deals with most of the major top-rated insurance companies. We are your superstore for car insurance. We've switched people from their expensive car insurance plans and saved them hundreds of dollars a year. If you think you're paying too much for your car insurance, call now. It's easy to switch, and in 5 minutes, yes, just 5 minutes, you'll learn how much money you can save on your car insurance. Save yourself some money this year. Call now for your car insurance. Call eInsurance now for your free car insurance quote. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. That's 800-298-9093.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? We can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents or having to waste time showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your house to foreclosure. If you have equity in your home, we'll buy your home and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call now before your situation gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just need anymore and get the cash you need today. Call this number now.
800-950-8218. 800-950-8218. 800-950-8218. That's 800-950-8218. Paid for by Want to Sell.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that. Time for the cheat code. Send your request, rick@sportsbyline.com. I do have to reiterate, though, I left it out. This is FIFA week. FIFA 23 is out this week in 5 days from now. And that's FIFA past-gen versions. That's the 4 and the 1. And then FIFA 23 Legacy Edition is out for the Switch. And so... it's also on Stadia, so it is FIFA week. All right, the cheat code comes from Paul. Paul says, Rick, Metal Gear Solid 3, what's the trick to kill the boss? Well, there is a trick, and that is not to fight him at all. But what you do is you need to set your PS2's internal clock a couple of years into the future before you even start. And if you do it correctly, you'll trigger a special cutscene that shows the end. And that's the sniper, by the way. But it shows the elderly sniper, the end, died of old age. So that's Metal Gear Solid 3. If you don't want to deal with the end. And why would you if you could do that, right? Right. All right. Hey, thanks for tuning in, and we'll get back to the sports talk, but I'll see you next week. I'm Rick Tittle. Until then, play some video games, and I'll check you out next week right here on the Video Game Review.